Goldie.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. Can
oh, sorry.
I get a zip code on the account you're calling in on today about?
Hello?
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. Can I start by getting a zip code on the account you're calling in on today about?
45244.
Thank you for that information. May I have the first and last name that's associated with that account?
It's Valerie Williams.
And thank you for that as well. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for security purposes?
690 Bluebird Lane.
And I do want to thank you for that information as well. It looks like an account was started on February 25th with the Keto Ascend, but it looks like you already spoke with a representative about canceling your account with that company, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Your account has been canceled with our company.
Yeah, I talked to someone the other day, and it wasn't a great phone call. I never saw this small writing. I guess as everybody else has called and said, I'm on disability. I never agreed to $95 bottle. And it says, I went back after she told me that it said that, and I read it. It says that you will be charged $95 and added to a monthly agreement that you'll get the bottle for $95 every month. Well, they charged me $95. I didn't get it. They're not sending me bottles every month, so.
What it is that product, yeah, what it was is the product, I don't know if they explained that correctly, but the charge that you are seeing is the after-trial charge. What it is the product was on a 14-day trial. When the trial ended, they billed you for the product that you already had, which is the charge that you are seeing against your account now. So if you would, like, say, for instance, if you wouldn't have canceled out your charge, and yes, they would have charged you every month, you know, up until you caught and counted the charge that you
Boy,
are
it's
seeing.
A scam. That is a scam. That's a real scam. And that's not the way it's worded. But I'll let you go on it because I know it's not your fault. It's a scam. That is a big scam. Okay, now, she called me back. Someone called me back after I hung up on her because I was really upset because $95 is like 2 or 3 weeks worth of groceries for me. She said, call back and discuss the refund. So I'm calling back to discuss the refund.
I'm not sure why she said to call back for a refund because we can't give a refund on that end of charge.
Well, that's what she said.
No, that's what I'm
saying. I want to speak to the supervisor.
Okay, that's fine. I'll transfer you just a moment.